Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it might not have been, in your eyes, fun. There were moments of it that were fun in the moment for me.
You talking about yesterday? Or
no,
you
the anniversary. The anniversary of the Lewisburg cider and donut rant,
right,
that you had
10 years ago this
Chiefs.
Week.
It was 10 years ago that... Fesco lost it.
Whose fault is it? To me, the players have to play. You've got to go out there and play football. And for eight quarters this season, those guys have not gone out there and played football. Not a one of them. They have not gone out there and 100% played football, and it's quoted by Jamal Charles. We just didn't come out and play. Why not? Why didn't you come out and play? To me, that's on you as a player. Stop embarrassing yourselves. You're embarrassing your mother. You're embarrassing your father. You're embarrassing the city. You're embarrassing your wife and your children.
And your dog.
And your dog, too. And your cat. Binkley's cat is embarrassed by the way that you play. I mean, that's what you're an embarrassing train wreck to the 2.5 million people that call this metro area home. You've let down all the old ladies that are on life support, rooting for you, trying to pull out another day. You give people nothing to live for. You suck. That's what you are right now. You're an embarrassing, sucking train wreck of a football team from top to bottom. But the onus to me this week is on the players. Get your ass out there and play like a man! Play like you mean it! Play like you care!
It's still good. It's still so
I've
good.
Got more passion at 6:18 this morning than you have for eight freaking quarters! Every one of you sucks! We're tired of paying for tickets and parking and hot dogs and wasted freaking Sunday afternoons watching you play. Because you're not playing hard. You're not playing like you care. You're not playing like you want to be there. And you know what? Fans are going to stop coming because fans aren't going to support your crap. We're done. What the hell has this city done to deserve being treated like complete, total crap by both sports teams? Both teams in this town make no effort for their fans at all. We're done. You guys all suck. Every professional athlete in this town blows right now.
Oh, geez.
Perform like you care.
I still say that all the time.
Yeah. Perform like you want to be a part of a professional team. Don't go out there and run around for 60 minutes and go, well, we just didn't play today. Hats off to them. It's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. No. Admit you suck. Admit you have no idea what's going on. Admit you have no idea that you care. Just come out and tell us. And we'll stop going. Because you know what? It was a nice Sunday yesterday. I could have gone pumpkin picking. I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider, but no, I watched your sorry ass play. All of us watched your sorry ass play when we could have been down at Lewisburg enjoying cider and donuts. No more. Why should we invest our Sundays, one of the 2 days we get off a week, to watching your complete trash? Nobody should have to watch that. They should make prisoners watch the Chiefs. That should be punishment. That, you want to talk about torturing people.
One of your better
ideas
there,
the Chiefs are torturing the city right now. You're torturing us. We're tired of it. We're tired of the losing. We're tired of the excuses. We're tired of it's going to get better. We're tired of it's a process. Win games now. Win games. Win football games. Perform like you want to play. People are done. We're done with you guys. We're done. And the owner needs to come out today and say he's not going to stand for it because people don't like the owner either. Clark Hunt needs to release a statement or come out today somewhere and say something that he's not going to tolerate it. Because if he continues to sit down in Dallas and just sit there and don't say anything, people are going to think he doesn't care. People already think that the owner doesn't care of this football team. And if you sit back there in Dallas and don't say a word, people are going to think it even more. The Chiefs fans deserve better than what this is. Deserve much better. We deserve better. We deserve it from top to bottom. We deserve a better organization in this town. And I'm tired of watching fans in this town just be dumped on and pooped on and crapped on. Because that's what it's been for the first 2 weeks of this football season. An ultimate screw job to the fans. Because there's been no effort, there's been no heart, and there's been no desire. I can handle bad football players. I can't handle people with no desire, no heart, and no effort. And that's what the Chiefs are right now.
Play like you care.
10 years ago.
It's gotten a lot better, hasn't it?
It really has. We've had two World Series and a championship. We've had two Super Bowls and a title. I like to say that worked.
And an owner that pivoted.
He did. Clark Hunt completely pivoted. You got to give Clark Hunt a lot of credit. You got to give him a ton of credit.
Involved.
Yep. Became involved and
hired the best
coach he possibly could have. Said, I'm not doing this anymore. I mean, this was...
Play like you care.
This was the beginning of the 2012 season. This was after week two of the 2012 season, right? Eight quarters. And it was after, I think it was after the Buffalo game, and they just absolutely got obliterated. I remember talking to one player in the locker room, you know, a week or so after that. He goes, hey, you were right about everything you said during that rant, right? I'm like, I know I was right. I mean, nothing that I say is wrong, right, Josh? But I think it really did kind of springboard us to where we are right now because both franchises did pivot. Clark Hunt's been an amazing owner since that 2012 season because it's not easy to go in and fire Scott Pioli and a coach and do all that kind of stuff because it costs a lot of money, right? I'm guessing there was probably about $20 million in buyout money when it came to buying out the coaching staff, and then you have to pay a new coaching staff to come in. The franchise ownership did an amazing job of pivoting and not just going and getting a new head coach and trying something different. They went out and got the best person that was available, and look what it's been since Andy Reid has walked in the door. This now is 10th season. It's been nothing but winning football. It's been nothing but great football. It's been unbelievable. It's arguably the greatest show in professional sports in the United States of America right now. They pivoted and they did great things. The Royals pivoted and did good things. Onto the World Series, onto winning a world championship. Amazing things. The Royals got to pick it back up and get back up to the top like they were a couple of years ago. But in 10 years' time, we went from a city where I'm screaming about apple picking to a city where, like, I can't wait to watch the Chiefs 17-0. Let's go. This is great. Credit to everybody in the organization for pivoting and changing because it's not easy to do that. It would have been really easy for Clark Hunt to say, well, it's Scott Pioli. He'll figure it out. He did it in New England. But they did the hard thing. They made a hard decision. They changed and they pivoted, and it was glorious and wonderful. Hats off to ownership because that's where it starts. I say it all the time. If you have good ownership, you're going to have a good franchise. Chiefs clearly have great ownership. Great franchise right now. They changed. Kudos to Clark. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of your best work, I dare say.
Thank you.
That's the butt fumble of this show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Never going to be top.
Absolutely.
And I'm not to humble brag. Some of my best work, too.
Yeah.
I just got the hell out of the way.
By dropping back.
It's like let the crowd, you know, let the crowd.
Right. Right.
Let the crowd make the noise, you know, in a big call or like, Denny does that tremendously. It says, you know, let's let the crowd. I just like to let you go.
We're 10 years later and Lewisburg is still not sponsoring the show.
Know. It's amazing. No. They don't need it because we gave them so much free
somebody ought to get on
time.
The cider mill and get us at least a bottle of cider out of the deal.
I vividly remember. So at the beginning of that, you hadn't gotten, I mean, that was the 6 o'clock hour as well.
Yeah. 6:18. It was clearly there.
Gave you the time. So, so I don't know. I don't know the full tenor of this. Okay. And so that's where I like kind of almost wound you up a little bit. Yeah. Just said something about and your dog or something. That's all I said. Yeah. That's all I said in that 4.5 minutes and your dog. And then he just starts to build and it's just steamrolling. And still at that point, I'm not quite sure that he's not just, there's going to be a laugh or something. And I am actually under the desk, shut off my microphone and go into the desk. Cause I am roaring. But he's on such a roll that I didn't want to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a camera that day, it would have been about outstanding because I am under the desk, not making eye contact with you because I was like, just go. Mm-hmm. You're on a heater here. Just go.
And when you think,
still amazing. That is that will be that is this show's butt fumble. It will never be topped.
It will just live on.
That one will never be replicated.
Now,
10 years ago, after obviously game two of that season.
Yeah, and I don't want to replicate anything, but that was just what the beginning was going to be of that 2012 season. People ask all the time, what's the worst season ever? And people want to say the 0-16 Lions. I say, no, it was the 2-14 Chiefs in 2012, because that was week two, Josh. And we know what happened at the end of 2012 with the Jovan Belcher situation and everything that went on that year. I mean, Jason Whitlock was calling us from KCI paying for airplanes to fly over the stadium.
Correct.
Come get a check. I've got $500 for you to buy the word plane to fly over the stadium that Pioli must go. People were burning their tickets. I mean, that was as angry as I've ever seen a fan base before, what was going on in 2012. It also... 2012 was the year we had Eric Winston go off on the gladiators rant and things of that nature. And so, I mean, 2012 was the worst season, and every week it was like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Oh my God, what's going to happen next? Oh my God, what's going to happen next? Like, that was a mess. And Clark Hunt did what he needed to do. He cleaned out the entire organization, hired the best coach available, got a great general manager and John Dorsey to come in here to kind of lay the groundwork at the beginning.
His biggest moment.
Yeah.
Clark Hunt's biggest moment was getting rid of Scott Pioli and everybody involved and hiring Andy Reid. And it was a brilliant moment. Again, a brilliant moment, because it's not easy to do that, because Scott Pioli was a powerful figure at that time in the NFL. People thought he was great. And it was clearly not working here in Kansas City. And Clark Hunt, his family said, we're done. We're out. And again, I can't credit them enough for doing an about face, because you see so many owners in sports that aren't willing to do that. And we saw the beginning of that with John Sherman this week by removing Dayton Moore and firing Dayton Moore and saying, we've got to go on to the next and take the next step. There's still more work to be done for John Sherman. It was an entire house cleaning by Clark Hunt. Again, not easy to do, not fiscally sound, none of that. And he still did it, and he stepped up, and he showed how much he does care about this franchise. And it's changed Kansas City. It's changed the Chiefs. It's changed everything about our sports team.
Think about this. Think about if he slow plays it just a touch.
Who, Clark?
Yeah.
And misses out on Andy Reid?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Say that he does what maybe probably a lot of teams do, like, let's just pause a minute.
Play it out.
Let's pause a minute. This is a respected NFL guy that won. He had all kinds of accolades, right?
Yeah.
And escalades. He had a lot of respect around the league. Let's slow down a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Fans don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
This is just outside noise. Let's worry about what's inside here. And he slow played this thing, and you missed Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Because there was a very limited window for Andy Reid.
I mean, they did a great job of flying there, getting Andy Reid on that private jet, making Scott Pioli fly a commercial jet home, and then doing
all of that gets bumped back, I don't know, 6 months or half, into the next season, mm-hmm. what have you, and you don't have Andy Reid.
Mm.
Andy Reid's taking the job somewhere
else. Because he took the Arizona job.
He's going to Arizona.
Right. Because that was another rumor. Like, Arizona was going to be hot and heavy on Andy Reid as well. Yeah.
He's Arizona or somewhere else. He's coaching somewhere.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes isn't here.
Right.
The space-time continuum. Bad.
All messed up.
But all credited with
the rant.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
I wasn't circling back to that, but my new Bob Wood didn't know Beto Wood. But Clark Hunt changing. Boom.
Yeah.
Stepping in and saying,
Because he had to change first.
This is our franchise. I'm in.
I'm putting my stamp on it. And look at what we have now. We've got a team that everybody wants to talk about. Everybody wants to buy their jerseys. You've got people in Germany, and I've told this story where my friend Paul goes over to Germany a lot and meets with his partner Richard Face over there in the same company, and they have these conversations about sports and whatnot, and then you see people walking around Germany, and they're wearing Patrick Mahomes jerseys. They don't know much about American football, but they know Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a global icon, much like Billy thinks I am. Patrick Mahomes is legitimately a global icon. And it all changed because Clark Hunt changed and said, no, we're bouncing out of this and we're hiring Andy Reid and we're not letting you off that private jet. Get all the dry snacks and everything on this plane until Andy Reid takes over this job. Oh, you want Pioli to fly home commercial and coach? Fine, send him home commercial and coach. We got Andy Reid. What a great move by Clark Hunt. Unbelievable move.
So, happy anniversary.
Save the franchise. I just remember I had left the station a year prior and I was still in tune, you know, texting you guys left and right. And I was driving a truck in Topeka delivering dry snacks and popping stuff. And I had to pull over to the side because I was laughing my ass off so hard. And I text Josh. I was like, this is freaking gold.
Yeah.
And all he could do was respond with a ha, 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 let it ride.
I let it ride before Russell did?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. 10 years ago. Yeah. Huh?
And I do remember, Josh, like, I remember vividly you pushing the chair away from the microphone and backing up. I'm a little fuzzy about what time you climbed under the desk.
No, I did. I ducked right under the countertop here because I couldn't laugh about it like we were laughing on there then.
It wasn't
really a laughing moment. Good. It just caught all of us off guard.
Yeah. And look, yesterday was probably the first time I've asked for somebody to be fired since then, you know?
Yep.
And I don't take that lightly. Like, you know, I don't. I don't want somebody to lose their job. But we're talking about an organization that needs a refresher, that needs to be changed right now. And you change Dayton Moore, and that's the first step if you believe that's the right step. But that's not the only step that needs to happen out there at Kauffman Stadium to get this thing back on the right track.
From the text line, LOL, I remember that day. I can't believe it's been over 10 years that I've been listening to the show. Thank you. Thanks for being a part of it.
Here's an interesting one.
Time flies, though. You're right.
It does.
Time flies,
you're 10 right. years like
you're
that.
Like, I listened to that very show, and boy, that wasn't that long ago.
It seems like yesterday. No, it was 10 years ago. For those who don't know the story, what's going on with the dry snacks and Pioli on a commercial plane? I don't know. We just assumed there was somebody that offered us dry snacks one time.
No, that was a media room, right? That was the Tiger Talk. That was from Tiger
Talk.
Yeah, yes. Tiger Talk. And Mike Kelly, voice of the Tigers, came on.
Yes.
And was opening Tiger Talk, and he invited the fans to come out and watch the show. And then he said there will be dry snacks.
Oh,
and we just thought that was always funny. Like,
so we just rolled with it.
Is that going to bring people out?
Oh, free peanuts. Well, yeah. Hell, where do
it
I
was
sign
like,
up for
come,
this?
Come watch Coach Pinkel, and there'll be dry snacks. And I thought, that's very weird.
That's what it was.
I don't know that that's a hook. I don't,
yeah.
Somehow it tied into
a bowl of pretzels.
I don't know how that all tied in.
Chex Mix and Pinkel. Come on now.
All right. Normally, he joins us Thursdays at 7:15. We bump back a day in the wake of yesterday's Dayton Moore discussion. But he's back, and then we're talking full football. Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio joins us next.
Keep listening to Fesco in the Morning.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Normally, he joins us Thursdays at 7:15. We had a lot going on baseball-wise, obviously, on the show yesterday. So we said, hey, Ben, can you drop by on Friday? Yeah, sure. That's what Ben does. You can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio joins us each and every week, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
And, Ben, we got a big one this weekend with the Colts. They're winless. The Chiefs are undefeated. Does Indianapolis stand a chance in this one?
I'm going to put my gambling hat on here. If I looked at it just as a regular observer of football, I would say there is no way on God's green earth The Chiefs will win this game. They should win it like 38-10 should be the final score on Sunday. But if it looks that easy, there are no NFL games where they give out free money. And I always get worried when it looks that obvious. I usually go the other direction. So I actually believe this game will be close. I think the Colts will be in the game. They have no reason to be in it. They're getting some guys back from injury, although they're not everyone. There's some guys that are going to be out again. But I think this will be a close game. And to explain why, there's no real rhyme or reason to it other than the Colts played about as bad as you can play with a bunch of guys out last week. They're getting some guys back. And you don't normally play that poorly back-to-back weeks. And it is difficult to blow people out on the road. So I think it will be a game going to the fourth quarter. And as a gambler, I'm not going to go crazy on it, but I do think the Colts are the right side, but the Chiefs will win.
I love that. There's no tangible reason why, just because.
Well, it's the NFL. I had a guy, he emailed me, and he brought up a great point. And Josh, you know, as an NFL broadcaster, Bob, we've watched the NFL. In college football, when a team jumps out to a massive lead, they pile on the lead in the second half. In the NFL, when a team jumps out to a massive lead, almost inevitably in the second half, the other team comes back and gets in the game. It's the complete opposite. You would think pro football, it would be even worse than college football, but it doesn't work out that way.
They want to impress the power rankers? Don't you want to get some credibility with the power rankers like college does with the pollsters?
That's right. They have to worry about, ESPN when they come out with the power rankings for the week. They worry about that. But it is very bizarre. I'll give you an example. The Rams, I had some money on the Rams. They were 10-point favorites against Atlanta. They're up 28-3 against the Falcons. They needed to make a play on special teams just to win the game. That's an example of the NFL in a nutshell. The Cleveland Browns last night on Thursday, but on Sunday against the Jets, they're winning. They're strutting around like peacocks. And next thing you know, the Jets won the game. That happens all the time in the NFL.
And I think that's why we love the NFL, though, Ben, because you wait around for these amazing moments to happen. We're not talking about anything that happens in the first quarter of that Jets game that potentially could have led the Cleveland Browns to losing it or blown opportunities in the third quarter. We're talking about the last 1 minute and 55 seconds. And through the first couple of weeks of the season, we've seen great endings in both week one and week two. Even last night, you got a fumble rooski for the final score of the game.
Yeah, but I must explain, and we know this, whether you watch the Red Zone channel or you're flipping around, we do have a lot of blah, like the first half. It's like there's not much going on. And then all of a sudden, there's a whirlwind. It's like a hurricane all of a sudden.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio here on 610 Sports Radio. And I think the other big story in the NFL has to be Jerry Jones. I mean, you've got an owner here who thinks he has his franchise quarterback, but maybe doesn't. He's like welcoming a quarterback controversy if the Dallas Cowboys start to win games with their backup when Dak Prescott comes back. Is he like losing it, or does he not believe in Dak Prescott?
So I have a theory on this. First of all, Jerry probably figured, wait a minute, I haven't been in the headlines in a couple of days. How can I be in the headlines? I believe when Jerry Jones gets in front of the Cowboy beat writers, he's thinking, what's going to really play on the internet? What's going to play? What's going to get people talking? And he's going for it. And so Jerry did his thing. And the whole Cooper Rush narrative is fascinating to me because he played okay against the Bengals, but the Cowboys, if you look at the last part of the game, the second half of the game, they had the game-winning drive late in the game. But the thing people seem to overlook, and I actually mentioned this on the overnight show last night, but the drives before, the four possessions before the Cowboys won that game, Cooper Rush led a punt, a drive that resulted in a punt, three plays in a punt, a fumble that was like seven plays, a punt. And then they had the game winning. So it's not like they were dominating the Cowboys in that game with Cooper Rush. But you know, Jerry's got to say, it does show you also in the back of his head. It's kind of like people say jokes. There's a little truth in every joke. Well, even Jerry's just being a hype man. I think there's a little truth there that the Cowboys know there are some major blind spots in Dak Prescott's game. And we saw that against the 49ers in the playoffs last year when he ran the clock out when they were trying to drive down for the game-winning or game-tying score. So yeah, there's something there. There's something there. But I promise you that Dak will be out there in like a week or two if they can prop him up and put him under center.
Are we not sure that Jerry just hasn't consulted with his future coach, Sean Payton, on his quarterback preference?
Yeah, well, they probably talk every week, right? I think, is it Friday? Maybe today. Today's the day. Jerry and Sean get together. But that's going to cost a lot of money. Do you see how much money he's still got on that Saints deal? That's gonna be a pretty penny for Sean Payton. He'd be coaching the Dolphins right now, right? If it wasn't for Tom Brady, that great tampering scandal from the offseason.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it wasn't for those meddling kids, he would be in Miami. But he gets on a podcast and he says, oh, it's got to be the perfect situation. I do want to coach again. Dallas has to be the perfect situation. Like, do you see him anywhere else other than Dallas next year?
Yeah, well, we're going to see how it plays out because he's not gonna go to some team that's got no chance, right? So there's only – you got to think there's probably only five or six teams in the whole league that Sean Payton would go to that would pay him the kind of money that he's got. But the Cowboys, if it was a horse race, the Cowboys are like 12 lengths ahead of the pack of horses. So they're way ahead. And Mike McCarthy, he's hanging on. He's hanging on by a thread. God love him, the rotund coach of the Cowboys. He's hanging on.
We had a perfect week of thin-skinned athletes. We have Myles Garrett. We have Justin Fields. And then Joe Burrow, you know, when you eliminate your social media – because there's criticism. Boy, I was a banner week.
Yeah, I know I'm older than Joe Burrow, but I have managed to not be trapped by social media. It is possible. Yeah. The key thing, though, I will advise anyone who is like any athletes who might be listening to your show here, guys, you just got to turn the notifications off. You don't have to delete the app and all that. It's not, and it's not, last I checked, it's not Twitter's fault or Instagram's fault. The Bengals blow. These things do not, they're not related. And Fields, the Bears quarterback, like, what's the cardinal rule everyone in sports knows? Like, anyone I've ever talked to who's worked for a team or is an athlete, you can rip the players, you can rip the media, you can rip your teammates, you can rip ownership, you can rip management. You can't rip the fans. You're not allowed to rip the fans. He did the thing you can't do at the time you can't do it. And then he, as you know, he decides to blame. He blames the Twitter and the social media accounts. Like, come on, you said it. Just own it. You said it. That's it. And just move on. And how about you play better? You stink.
Well, and that's the other thing. He sucks. And all these guys that complain about things, you bring it upon yourself. Like organizations that complain when you say bad things about them or truthful things about them that they don't want to hear. Look in the mirror. Look at your record. Look at your performance. You've done it to yourself. Justin Fields is not a very good quarterback right now. Trey Lance wasn't a very good quarterback right now. Joe Burrow isn't playing very good football right now. And then you have Myles Garrett, who you're up 30-17 with 1:55 to go to the Jets, and you lose that game. I mean, what do you expect fans to do? Like, what is your reaction? Are you supposed to pat you on the head and say, oh, it's okay, and we love you, even though you lost the game? Like, sometimes these guys lived in warped worlds where they only want to hear the good. And then when the truth comes out, they get mad at people like us telling the truth.
Yeah, and it's become even more divided over the last 15 years with team websites and the watering down. Where there was just like I feel like there's a generation of fans that didn't grow up like us that feel like we're not supposed to criticize certain athletes when they don't play well, but. As, you know, I grew up in a generation where there's a lot of money. I mean, you invest a lot of money to follow sports, even if you're not spending money on tickets. The most valuable commodity we all have is our time. We don't have that much of it. We don't know how much we have. And if you're going to spend your time watching a ball game and a guy stinks, are you just supposed to say, okay, I'm a lemming, whatever. I don't know. You it's part of being a sports fan. To me, a good sports fan is somebody that does not put up with bad play and calls people out. And the younger generation, I mean, athletes have always kind of been in a bubble anyway, in a vacuum, but it does seem like this monster is even bigger in the last 10, 15 years or so with social media and all that.
Well, it's really, you know, kind of on par with the kind of the time in which we live. It's never my fault. I'll blame everybody else for my shortcomings when if you just go out there and do your job, we don't have to go to social media or the radio and tell people you stink.
Yes. And, you know, it cuts both ways. Like when you play poorly, we will criticize you. But these guys that do well, it is a massage. It's a mani and a pedi from people on radio and television. Everyone's giving them a bubble bath and talking about how great they are and all that. So there are extremes, and you just got to, that's part of the gig. You get paid a lot of money for it. And if you want to block it out, you can block it out, but there's certain decorum, if that's the right word, that you have to have. And if you don't do that, we goof on you. That's how it works.
No doubt. No question. You know, so play better is the moral of the story. Ben, we appreciate it. Okay.
The lesson is don't suck. That's the lesson.
That is the lesson. Don't stink out loud. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy week 3 of the NFL. Colts and Chiefs, the big one, baby. Let's get it. In Indy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
Of course, overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. Normally joins us Thursdays at 7:15. Kind enough to bump back a day with us. So, talking football.
Yes.
Not that he didn't, you know, have heavy thoughts
hot
on,
baseball
on
takes.
Dayton Moore, yeah, but man, we didn't figure we'd press him on
honestly,
Dayton Moore.
I don't know that he did, to be honest with you. I mean, I think that's, again, the issue with baseball that we're seeing, and really with all sports other than the NFL. Gosh, Josh, you and I have talked about it ad nauseum with that kind of stuff. Is like, if it's not the NFL, if it doesn't happen in your city, people really just don't care about that. I mean, the Dayton Moore story happened at 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. It was never the top story on ESPN. And by 7 o'clock that night, it was off the top headlines page of ESPN. I mean, that kind of tells you where baseball is, you know, when you know, you got the NFL going on or any other sport, you know, where it is in the grand scheme of things, because the NFL is king. I mean, you saw it again last night. The Browns and the Steelers were playing and everybody's watching the game because it's the National Football League. And so that's just kind of where it is. So it was better to talk football with Ben anyway. More fun to talk football.
So you hear him overnights, of course, right here on 610 Sports Radio. Get this man a job. He's not in football.
No, he's not. And I kind of worry he may get lung cancer if he doesn't start playing football.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
No longer in the NFL. He's current. Yeah, I love when somebody doesn't have a job and you like just punch in their name or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he is an American football free agent.
Because you did the same thing as I did. Because like, where's he playing right now?
He might be on a roster. He might be a backup somewhere, right?
Right.
No. He's an American football free agent, according to Wikipedia.
So he's done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or he's an American football quarterback who is a free agent.
Right. Yeah. He's not going anywhere anymore. He stunk when he got to the NFL.
You got to think about life after football, man.
You do.
Sometimes that reality hits for athletes and may have hit too late for Blake Bortles. I don't know.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Usually just piss.
Okay. What would you do if you weren't playing football?
If I wasn't playing football, work in construction, ripping cigs.
Hmm.
I'm still laughing, and I saw this yesterday.
Something called Bet the Pigskin.
Yeah.
Mm.
What would you be doing?
What do you do when you first get in the morning? Go to the bathroom. It makes perfect sense.
Who doesn't, right?
I get that.
Yeah.
If you weren't playing football, what'd you do? Work in construction, ripping cigs.
Right. Great answer by Blake Bortles.
Probably honest.
Yeah, so probably is.
He should probably update his Wikipedia page.
Right. Yeah. Bortles is an American football player now doing construction, ripping cigs.
Yes. Working construction, ripping cigs.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't start smoking at this stage of the game, right? You don't want to be doing that.
I'd like to think not.
Yeah. It's not good for your health. It's just really not good for your health. So you got to find a way to find Blake Bortles a coaching job or something so he doesn't have to go rip cigs.
Get him some help. Let's take a little mosey around the AFC West.
Oh. Howdy, partner. Supper time's over. Time to load up the chuck wagon, to saddle up. Stay close to me. You may see something may frighten or startle you. No need to be afraid. We're chiefs, son. We're champs of this here AFC West. No need to fear donkeys. We have quarter horses. Yeah, those lightning bolts scare you at first, but they just fade away quickly. Arr, matey.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
And hell, even pirates don't even want to be pirates. Now let's saddle up and we mosey around the rest of this here AFC West. Let's ride.
All right. I guess Justin Herbert is the man. I don't know. He's practicing already. I would thought he'd be like shut down for several weeks. He may give it a go on Sunday.
Good for him. He's a tough kid. Wow. But, I mean, I would stay away from that doctor. Doctor, nowhere to put the needle. I mean, like that guy is really crazy.
Yeah, you don't want that doctor shooting up the painful spot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's awful close to the lung.
Right.
That got Tyrod Taylor. So he may go. So a lot of the discussion was obviously the Chiefs won. And also that Justin Herbert.
It's like Dr. Nick out there in LA, right? Hey, everybody!
Yeah. Is pretty tough, right?
Yeah.
But also, little side note that we saw. I don't know if it's good or bad, but Brandon Staley's not always going to go for fourth downs.
Yeah, I just wanted to give our defense a chance to compete. I really love the way we were playing. I felt like that was the formula to flip the field there. I felt like we were aggressive when we needed to be tonight. We converted all four of our fourth downs, but just felt like, with who's over there and the way our defense was playing, I felt like the field position would be a big edge for our defense to be able to pin them back there. And, I like the way our defense competed tonight.
I don't know if it's good or bad that he's evolved, Bob.
Yeah.
He wasn't as reckless with fourth downs the other day, and luckily the Chiefs still won, but I was kind of like, oh, I don't want him learning anything.
No, he did. That soundbite there makes me think he done grown up a little bit.
I don't know that I like that.
I don't either.
I liked him being the foil.
Well, he's still the foil. I mean, because you can't help yourself, right? Some of the things that you normally do, you just can't help yourself. And I think what you're looking at right now is a coach who still can't help himself, but did learn a little bit. And he's going to go back, Josh, and look at that game and go, well, I went for it on fourth down. We were 4-for-4, and I didn't go for it enough, and we ended up losing the game. He's going to revert back to his old habits. He'll be ripping cigs soon, too.
Let's hope. Let's hope. So the Chargers, keeping an eye still on Justin Herbert, they're taking on the Jags in a 3:05 start out in L.A. Desperate times for the Raiders. They're 0-2. They'll take on the 0-2 Titans in a noon affair. Something's got to give at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. I'm envisioning Josh McDaniels after their overtime loss. They're pretty much printing up those finished T-shirts as we speak.
You have a lead in the second half of an NFL game, and you're playing offense. You have to maintain the ability to be aggressive, even though the other team's going to maybe do some things to try to get the ball back or create some negative plays or turnovers. To try to swing the game back in their favor. You can't, can't just sit there and say, let's run, punt, and do it that way. And again, doesn't mean you can't run the ball, but you certainly can't sit there and,
Chiefs offensive coordinator
just hope for the game
once
to be over. You got to play offense. You got to be aggressive.
Mike Solari.
And when you're doing that and the defense is being aggressive at the same time, it's going to require a lot of people to execute their job well under pressure. And again, I think that's what, you grow to that. And when you get to that point where you can do that on a continuous basis, you have the ability when you put yourself in that position to put the game away. So, hopefully we'll learn from what we see today.
Hopefully you don't. 0-2 though. Desperate game. Desperate game on Sunday.
Yeah, it is for both teams, right? I'm rooting for Nashville in this one.
Heck yeah.
Because I think, obviously, you never root for the Raiders, but Nashville's more of a contending team than the Raiders are right now. And if Nashville can fall to 0-3, that would essentially knock them out. But if the Raiders fall to 0-3, then it makes it more interesting around here for us, because now you got the Raiders sitting at 0-3. Again, another AFC West team that everybody's going to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No. Go 0-3, Raiders.
Then the Broncos are in the night game Sunday night, as they'll play host to the 49ers this week in Nathaniel Hackett coaching history. They're working on the growing pains on offense and working on talking. They're talking, Bob,
more.
When it comes to the operations, that's something that we're talking about quite a bit. There's a lot of things we got to make sure the communication is clear and concise. I need to do better at making decisions faster and quicker and getting that information to the quarterback and being on the same page with him. So that's stuff that we're talking about this morning all the way to this evening and making sure that it's got to improve.
So they put in a whole day on talking. So I'm sure it's going
to
be better.
Got to talk. Got to communicate. Yeah. Got to figure it out.
From morning, noon, and night to get this thing.
You know what I got to do? I got to wake up on the sidelines and realize I'm the head coach calling plays, and I got to get that play in.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you should give up the play calling duty, sir.
That'll happen probably by week four.
You think? Like, you think week four? You think we don't? Well, week four would be the beginning of October. I was thinking the middle of October.
There'll be a column. There'll be a day of sports talk radio in Denver where they'll discuss play calling.
They're doing that now this morning in Pittsburgh, by the way. I told you they would be talking about this. Matt Canada in Pittsburgh. They're all over him and his play calling out there in Pittsburgh. That's when you're grasping for straws. If we're down to the play calling and complaining about play calling of coaches, you don't have the talent. It doesn't matter what the hell the plays are. Go out there and execute the plays. Everybody wants to complain about play calling, right? Oh, it's easy to do. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. If you're in a city and you're complaining about play calling, it's not the play calling. It's the people who are executing the plays. They stink.
That's usually the case.
Right? I mean, come on.
There's our run around the AFC West. Again, the Broncos, the night game against the Niners. There's a banner edition this week of Kingdom Cliches, and we need to get to it next.
The home for Legend Bob.
Legend Bob, he's an expert on rubbing balls.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
It's the remix.
Well, we're living here in Brett Beach Town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, popping champagne. And Travis is catching the ball. Willie Gay is defending them all. And her sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Sky's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Brett Beach Town. Living here in Brett Beach Town.
For you, Josh.
They could have given you the heads up on Willie Gay, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'm not changing it again.
He'll be back making plays.
Yeah, I'm not changing that.
I couldn't do it on the fly. I was going to try to edit in some of the cider rant.
Oh, that would have been good. Yeah,
I couldn't find that on the fly.
No,
you know. I was going to, you suck, right in the middle of right you singing, but I couldn't get it.
It's all good in the neighborhood, right?
Couldn't get it in time. It would have been good.
It's all good.
No, it would have been for you singing.
Oh, for me that I suck. Yeah. Yes. Oh, no question.
You guys all suck. I was trying to get something about
that. No, I'm awful at singing. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. People get mad at that song, think like I take it serious, right? I don't take myself serious. Never have. I'm not an athlete that has to delete social media.
I mean, you can be serious.
I can be, but I don't want to be. Life's too short. You heard Ben Maller talk about it. The most valuable thing we have is time, and none of us know how much time we have. That was deep today with Ben. Deep thoughts with Ben Maller today, right? I agree. We don't know how much time we have, right? You don't know.
Enjoy every day to the fullest.
That's exactly right. I'm starting to do a lot more of that.
Got to. Protect your peace, protect your mental, walk in your purpose, and have fun.
And if it's not enjoyable, don't pay attention to it. Move on to something else. Don't get all... doesn't do you any good mentally.
Except the show. Keep it on for 4 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yeah. But this doesn't make you mad. Like I was telling you, I was telling you today, I said.
Dr. Dick Honor?
Today is, from Colorado. Today has flown by. Today's been a fun day. Yesterday was not a fun day. Yesterday was a hard show to do for all of us, I think, because of, you know, what went down and the serious nature of, you know, turning this baseball team around. Today, we're back to, you know, grabbing ass and having fun.
There you go. And Kingdom Cliches, because these are.
That's right. Grabbing ass and having fun.
These are a beaut, Clark.
You loved it so much this summer, we had to bring it back.
First thing I said, there's an imaginary sign outside that says, hiring all applicants.
But this time, I get to voice the intro.
I mean, I'm big on block destruction.
Hello? Yeah, what's going on, BM? What do you mean, back by popular demand? Signed her to a long-term deal. Can we at least have shouted out back? All right, bro. I hear you. All right. Well, thanks to Spec, I guess I don't get to voice the intro.
And I always will say this. Sometimes without no bad luck, we wouldn't have any good luck at all.
Well, what? Hello! Look who they brought back for the regular season! It is me, the British woman! And now it is time for another edition of Kingdom Clichés!
Hope everybody's family's doing well and still remaining safe during this day and age.
What? Good morning. Good morning. Are we still mourning?
How you doing?
Wait a minute, a watch party?
We found a way to pull ourselves across the finish line. I normally say something else. If that comes up again, I'll say it like I normally say it.
Yeah, I think we just keep getting better.
I walked out of the building today. It was like, holy cow. Yeah.
We didn't sign him just because he's a big guy. You know, he's got good talent.
It's the next man up mentality, whether it's this week, next week, or next month. You just got to be ready when your time is, when your number is called and the time presents itself.
Putting a little bit of a temperature or seeing how much and when you do it.
I love the way he works because the kid brings a lot to the table.
For the most part, it's playing football and being a linebacker.
I caught myself several times in training camp doing the no, 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 yes, yes, yes.
This has definitely been a long time coming, but it's something that I've prepared myself ever since I've been here.
Every game, you want to win situational football, the situation that present themselves.
He already has an unbelievable mind when it comes to that and the savviness of knowing that stuff.
And in this league, on any given Sunday, any team can be beaten, and obviously that's been proven.
Pro Football Focus has done a nice job with their stats.
Not PFF.
We got to make sure that we're stressing the fundamentals and execution. So we got a detail of details. And
that sticks out.
You're playing against a great defense. You expect that type of charge.
So he wasn't necessarily wrong with his eyes. It was just more so the decision.
He's one of those cerebral guys.
My plan is to save it until the Super Bowl.
When it's all said and done, we have to make sure that our guys are on the same page and we're not making the mental errors to keeping us from achieving the goal.
The football IQ was really high.
But knock on wood.
You got to earn where you are.
I'll say this, just like I say each and every week.
The beauty of this game is you have a lot of bright minds on all sides of the ball.
We're honing in on it. You can't play good defense if they've already beaten you pre-snap.
He's one of the most premier backers in this game.
It starts with him.
He has those radar eyes. He's like a pilot out there.
I was like, are you going to kick the ball?
You know. They understand the importance of staying alive.
You know, and once they give you the ball, the clock was going, you know, especially during the end. It wasn't like the beginning of the game where, you know, you get a whistle and it's, he just lost track of that.
That's a good question. I haven't thought much about that.
And at the end of the day, we just have to perform.
At the end of the day, football is football.
We understand the NFL these days, that it's closer than ever every single week. And we have to play full 60 minutes if we want to win.
No, 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 no. Yeah. Good play.
Nothing beats a regular season football cliche, especially one from the kingdom. We'll be back tomorrow with more wonderful, useless, nonsensical kingdom cliches.
In fact, next week, not tomorrow. But
yeah, probably next week.
This is a weekly feature.
I do like the end of the day football is football. That was a good one. And also the gentleman who was struggling to get through the cliche. That was my favorite. He couldn't remember the cliche he needed to use at that point in time.
Yeah.
Struggling.
I've been trained for this. I know that when in doubt, back into a cliche, I can't remember.
Damn it, it was number two on the board.
Not good Lord willing, no! Oh, my God, not good Lord willing. I totally screwed it up. I can't remember. Oh, one foot in front of the other, put my pants one leg at a time.
110%.
Ugh. Bobby Witt had a great one yesterday. I was listening to Vern's pregame show. Great show. Love it. Vern is freaking
Vern's
awesome.
The best.
It's an incredible show. And he was running this interview that Bobby Witt Jr. did with Major League Baseball Network. And some of the questions that these guys ask are like, oh, my God. And Bobby Witt had an answer. And part of the answer was every day is a different day.
Mm.
I said, wow, that is right there. That's Kingdom cliche-esque right there.
Yeah. Every day is a different day.
Every day is a different day. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And every day, at the end of the day, football is football. Got some nags in there, too. I didn't notice that.
Some no. Yes.
But you've all been with those plays, right?
Oh, yeah.
No. All right. Touchdown. We've all been. How
dropped
many times have
twice.
You done that, right? On the sidelines, right? You're like, no. Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Don't. Oh, nice play.
Yeah.
That is a fabulous addition to cap the week of Kingdom Clichés.
Very good.
913 586-7610. On the telephone line, we learn the Colts roster together. Don't cheat. Don't grab a roster. Just call and play. 913-586-7610 for a little name to foe.
I got to say, this is the least amount of interest I've had in an opponent in a very long time. I hope I'm not 17 and out of the hell with it.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.